Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you're an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The Volume.
The 3 and Out Podcast with me, John Middlecoff, is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. America's number one sportsbook, very easy to use, safe and secure. You get your winnings fast. I cannot recommend it enough. Love gambling with FanDuel. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code Colin so they know we sent you. What is going on, everybody? John Middlecoff, 3 and Out Podcast. How are we doing? A little Sunday mailbag, really easy. At John Middlecoff is my Instagram. Fire in those DMs on Instagram and get your question answered here on the show. We like interacting with the people. And this is really the podcast version of the collars and how I talk to you guys. So at John Middlecoff, just my name, fire up in those DMs. We put out a little one every Sunday. Okay, let's start with Austin. Two questions. One, you have a chance to achieve your biggest life goals, and you have to listen to 3 hours of Rex Ryan or Jason Witten and Booger McFarlane calling a game. Which are you picking? LOL. It's pretty funny. And number two, think the Cowboys miss Cooper at all? I'll start with one. You know, if I just had to talk football with the guy, I actually think Jason Witten wouldn't be that bad. He's clearly a high-level guy. I heard him on a podcast one time. I was really impressed. He's just bad on television. Booger would actually, I would love to go to an LSU game with Booger, be kind of treated like royalty. I've always said Booger's good on college football. Rex would probably be last. So, I mean, I'd probably just go with Jason Witten. I think Rex, who was an excellent defensive mind and defensive coach, he's actually just, he was better as a personality when he was in the league than he is actually on television. So, you know, in an upset here, I'm going with Witten. Two, think the Cowboys miss Cooper. I say it all the time. He's a bizarre player because you think he should do more, yet like Thursday night, I'm pretty sure he have like 9 catches and 100 yards and a touchdown. Like Amari produces. And Amari produced a lot with Dak, obviously. Amari produced a lot with Derek Carr. Amari Cooper, 7 catches, 101 yards, touchdown. Like, there's no way around it. Amari, so far this season,
doesn't include the first two games. Okay. So he's got, even against the Jets, 9 catches, 101 yards, and touchdown. So right now he's got, through three games, 19 catches, over 200 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I mean, he's, yeah, I think they miss him for sure. They miss him and Cedric Wilson. Hard to replace productive players. I feel like the Patriots have been getting too much hate. Now, I don't think they're a great team, but definitely not 7-win team. The Pats have always been slow in September, so I think they pick it up. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm down on them. I mean, they got worked week one. The Dolphins might be pretty good, at least solid. But, I mean, come on. The Steelers are just, they're just not good. So I don't put much stock in beating Mitch Trubisky. Mac Jones is turning the ball over. I think I looked this up the other day. Is it 15 picks in the last 19 games? He's thrown a bunch of picks. Look, he threw a bunch of picks last year, especially down the stretch, and he's already got multiple picks this season. He's not Mr., you know, never turn over the ball. I thought part of Mac was like controlling the football. Not really working here. Man, you're my favorite football analyst, is on the call tonight for Brown Steelers. I don't really know what that meant, but maybe he means Herbstreit's favorite football analyst. I actually flipped around some of the different, I didn't realize this, Amazon has different, they have Dude Perfect, which I actually couldn't find. Someone told me the Dude Perfect has a side thing with them. They have like an all 22 stat deal, which I thought was a little much. Because like when you run a route, the line follows the route. Now, I do appreciate any company that's trying to innovate and mix things up. I do think that stuff can be a little overrated. Like everyone's like, show all the all 22 tape. Yeah, like I would imagine 1% of fans watch that. Like no one's watching all 22 tape unless you work in the NFL. But, you know, you might as well try it and see if it works. The other thing is, they can tell immediately how many people watch. You know, like the college football playoffs, when you get like Alabama plays Clemson in the first round, and they have this alternate broadcast, and in theory it should be pretty good, but they bring in like 8 coaches. It's like the dude from Boston College, dude from Duke, Jimbo, PJ Fleck, another dude that just got fired, Lugan Bill, which you go, God, this could be pretty good. A lot of personality. It's just too much ego in the same room. You got all these alphas, all these guys that sit at the top or the front of the long table. When you're the head football coach, there's a long-ass table because you got 15 coaches working for you, a number of staff. In a staff meeting, you might have 30 people, and you're the fucker that everyone's looking at. So you're used to being an alpha and the head of the room with your staff and your team 365. So you go into this room, and you kind of got to defer, which obviously as a head coach, you defer sometimes your assistants. But in that, it's about like, it's just a tough spot. And honestly, it never works, ever. And that broadcast is kind of made for me, super nerdy, guys just kind of talking, telling some war stories, you know, and it just doesn't pop. It never has worked. And I've checked it out for 10 straight years. But... props to Amazon trying different things. Love the pod. Keeps me sane during my way too long commute. I have heard you say you're not into hockey. I was wondering why. Everyone I drag to their first Islander game has a blast. Also, is there something you see the NFL doing that the NHL could do to emulate football success? Thanks. When I say I'm not into hockey, I don't mean I don't appreciate it, enjoy playoff hockey, and have a shitload of respect for hockey players. I actually love Barstool's guy, Ryan Whitney, their hockey podcast. I've listened to several episodes when they've had like coaches on, and I don't follow hockey, but I find the sport and the mindset behind it very entertaining. I at this point in time in my life, when I was 23, I watched a baseball game every night. I watched a ton of NBA. I watched unlimited football, and I watched a lot of PGA Tour golf. You know, the older you get, I don't even have kids yet. Yeah, I just don't have time. I don't have time to take it all in. You know, I spend so much of my energy on football and golf. Then, like, the older you get responsibilities. You got to spend some time with your girlfriend or your wife. You eventually get kids, you got to spend some time with them. You got to work out. You only have so much time in a day. So, it's not that I don't not like the sport, though. You know, I grew up in California.
We just not a big hockey place. I know that they have the Sharks. I've never been to a game. I would love to go, though I'm in Arizona basically full-time moving forward. Just rented out an office. It should be pretty sweet. I just bought some TVs today. We're going to make that bad boy look badass. It's going to be a little man cave slash office. That should be up and running hopefully by the middle of next week. Actually, not the middle of the next week because I got to go home and try to figure out the condo and rent that bad boy out. So it's a work in progress, but I went to Target. Target, I highly recommend Target. Great place to buy televisions. I mean, you can get 65-inch new Samsungs for like $450. If you just need little side TVs, like 43-inchers or 50-inchers, you can get them for like $200. It's crazy, their price points. Because I was like, you know, 2022, not a huge brick-and-mortar shop guy. So it's just like everything off Amazon. But the TV deals at Target blow Amazon out of the water. Not even a fair fight. And listen, a lot of respect for Bezos. But the TV game, not cheap. New listener, just a few months. Love the insight and the experience into a player and team when evaluating them. I'm out in Columbus, Ohio, so I'm curious to hear your thoughts on the Browns and how well they have to do with Jacoby in order to have playoff hopes. Writing this after a dreadful Jets loss, so they're 1-1. Well, now they're 2-1. Will 5 wins, 6 wins, 7 wins cuts it? So thanks if you get around to it. As a reminder, Brissett will play. Okay, so they're 2-1. And they get a long break. They got to go to the Falcons, who Falcons are a little feistier than I thought. Mariota looks pretty good. Drake London actually doesn't look bad. Obviously, Kyle Pitts, I know he's not doing anything, but he's really talented. Arthur Smith, pretty creative guy. I'll give them a win. So you guys are 3-1. Chargers, loss, 3-2. Patriots, 4-2. At Ravens, loss, 4-3. Bengals, kind of in shambles. Let's give you a win there. 5-3. So you're 8 wins, you're 5-3, and every Browns fan would sign up for that. Here's a tough little stretch. At Dolphins, at Bills, Buccaneers. I think if you could just be 6-5, but I do think that we overrate. If I hadn't recorded a podcast in 2 years, had not recorded a podcast. Now, I might have watched football, obviously talked football with my friends, text with football with my friends. I mean, I talk sports for a living. For the last, you know, about to be 38 for, I don't know, 35 years. Maybe not 30. I couldn't talk maybe at 3 years old. Definitely for 30 plus years, I've been talking about sports. But, you know, I've done it very, very specifically these last like 14. Working in college football, working in the NFL, and then talking for a living for about the last almost a decade now. So I do think you can't, like, if I didn't record a podcast, let's just say for 6 months, and then I just press play, I don't think it's just quite like riding a bike. And recording a podcast and talking is infinitely easier than playing quarterback. So this notion that let's give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's say you're 7-4. You're 7-4 when Jacoby somehow, which seems hard looking at the schedule, but let's just give you that. How can this guy, having not played football and he's not able to practice, I don't know. I have a hard time seeing that in a weird way. Obviously, big picture, he's a better player than Jacoby Brissett. But in the short term, just this year, what if he's worse? It's not inconceivable. If you haven't done something for a long time and someone that you're better at has been doing that same thing, when you first start doing that again, let's just say 2 years in, what you could pick anything. You could pick snow skiing. You could pick painting. You could pick fucking sales. It doesn't matter. That guy more than likely is going to just be more confident. So I do wonder and question how seamless a transition it will be for Deshaun whenever he comes back. I know you didn't watch the Broncos-Texan game with sound on. Near the end of the game, the fans were counting down the play clock, similar to the fans counting down Giannis at the free throw line. We know the coach has issues with clock management, but doesn't this have to do more with Russ? The dude has taken thousands of snaps. Show some urgency. Welcome to Arizona. I agree. Like, you can't talk to the quarterback after 15 seconds. So regardless if I'm slow or quick to get the play clock in, once 15 seconds, you know, running down on the play clock, the microphone goes dead in Russell's ear. So I watched the first game live, and you get a better feel for it live than when you watch the condensed version. But there's an urgency with Russell. And here's the thing with Russell. I talk some smack about the whole, his act, which is, I don't even think an act. I think it's how he is, but I can't take it that seriously. I've never disputed his focus and his desire to be great at football and how much it matters to him, how much he tries. So it's very weird to see a guy, I wouldn't say going through the motions, but like when Tom Brady got to Tampa, it was like, dude was on tilt. Dude was on edge. It was like, God, you could feel the tension watching Tampa early on. Remember that first year with him and Arians? Peyton Manning, same thing. I remember hearing stories from a dude that was in Denver when Peyton got there, and it was like everyone was immediately on eggshells because Peyton was so driven. And it was just like, everyone, you better follow my lead. Here we go. Like, I'm going to will us just everything we do. It feels like Russell. I don't know. Something's off. I'm not around there every day. I can't put my finger on it. But I think we all have to acknowledge, so far, it's been off. Now, Sunday night, if you're listening to this, obviously on Sunday morning or Sunday day, it's a big game for him. It's a big game for Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo, Russell Wilson, Nate Hackett. This is a big-ass storyline game. Kyle Shanahan's getting shit on by Twitter trolls for running Trey Lance too much. He wouldn't have to do that if Trey could just be a little more accurate. And obviously, no one wanted him to get hurt. So there's some tension there in the Bay. And obviously, there's a lot of tension in Denver with the head coach. Is Russell slipping? So it's just, people are edgy. It's an edgy sport. Why the NFL is king? Because everything matters. But I'm with you. Like, I don't understand where his urgency went.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. They help you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else. Did you know 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? LinkedIn's the only one I use. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/john. That's linkedin.com/john to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their general tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Carolina Panthers fan, I'm trying to be a glass half full future for the franchise. Best case, we get a top three pick, we get Stroud or Bryce, hire a new coach, but would be a Panthers thing to do, win meaningless games and keep Rule on board. What's your realistic outlook for Carolina going forward? Well, they've actually been pretty competitive through the first 2 weeks. I mean, they easily could have won the Browns game. The dude hit like a 56-yard field goal. And the Browns are pretty good. Like we saw on Thursday night, the Browns have a lot of talent. The Giants, I don't think, are nearly as talented as the Browns, but you got to give Daboll, bald brother, some credit. He's got them playing hard. But you can only, whether it's high school football, whether it's college football, whether it's pro football, playing so many games closely and be like, we were just right there. If we had just made that tackle. If the DB had just held on to the interception. All of a sudden, you look up and you're 1-6. You know? So eventually, you got to win a couple games. So it's like, okay, we're actually not that bad. We're 3-3. Because they're this game against from New Orleans. And then I know they play the Niners here in a couple weeks. Like, are they going to be 1-5? Or are they going to be 3-3? To me, if they're a 1-5 team, they're just going to spiral. And honestly, they'll probably fire him. But do they win a couple games? Like, do they win this week? And be like, okay, we're not dead. I saw Matt Rhule say he, like, thinks they're pretty close. I don't even totally disagree with him. Like, I've watched them a lot, because especially last week, I bet on them. I bet on them twice, actually. And they're not as bad as you think. Not that you think they're bad, but they got to eventually win a game. Question about the league rules. Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay Jr. just caught a 4-game suspension for a case that concluded in July. It was property damage that totaled less than $1,000. He broke his ex-girlfriend's vacuum cleaner. Why did the league wait until now to suspend him? Is there ever a rhyme or reason to it? And I can't help but notice that the NFL held off on handing down the ruling until now, making him ineligible to play against the Bills week 6 of all the teams. I don't think it was a malicious, but I still think it's a really bad look. This also comes a couple weeks after the NFL decided not to suspend Frank Clark for a felony weapon charge. Just hoping you can make a little more sense. Joe, I can't. When I saw Willie Gay got suspended, I'm like, I don't remember Willie Gay getting any trouble. So I had forgotten about, I guess, that vacuum cleaner incident. Listen, your question is as good as mine. I hate in life no rhyme or reason to things. I like doing things with a purpose, having a consistent plan, having a consistent, outlook of knowing what's coming, anything we do. So I've never liked Roger Goodell. Just kind of, you randomly get suspended for something that could happen 2 years ago. It's like, 3 games for this guy. It's like, bro, it's week 4, and that was 3 years ago. But that's just, the NFL's been pretty consistent how they are not consistent. I'd be pissed off if I were you too. Love your stuff. Randomly found you through Collins feed. Haven't missed an episode since. I know you're off on Denver, and I think we'll finish 4th in the AFC West. As a lifelong Broncos fan who's watched every minute of both our first 2 games, I can admit that Russ hasn't looked his best. However, I would say our big problem right now is coaching and decision-making. With the Raiders down 0-2, and your questions around McDaniels outside the Belichick cocoon, and Carr with a whopping 0 playoff wins, are you still putting the Raiders over Denver? That's a good question. I definitely think it's in play that the Raiders, I mean, both these two teams got to win this week. I mean, the Raiders don't have a choice. At 0-2, you used to go to 0-3. If the Raiders go 0-3, like, yeah, I'm not picking them to get to 8 wins. But if they win this week, I think they play the Chiefs the following week. I'm less bullish on the Raiders for sure. Less bullish on them for sure. But I do think both the teams, if they figure it out, can get around that 9-win mark. And if you get to 9 wins, like, that means going into December, you got a chance to get the double digits. I think both teams have the talent. With the Raiders, their coach and their O-line needs to figure it out. And with Denver, like, the coach and the quarterback got to get on the same page. I mean, the coach got to figure out just how to operate. And the quarterback, he's one of the greatest players of the last decade. Easily. Easily. He had like a 4 or 5 year stretch where I thought he was the top 5 player in the league. even non-quarterback. Just, I mean, he's been one of the best players in the league for a long stretch. And that's a league with Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes. Like, Russell Wilson was really good for a long period of time. So he's got to figure it out. Like, eventually, you just got to make some plays. Like, ultimately, the timeouts and all that crap, there are just plays where he drops back, and it's like, what are we doing here? Now, some of it is, bro, you're not playing with Lockett and DK right now. So, and Russell's one of the great deep ball throwers ever. Even some of the balls he threw against the Texans, that deep ball, when it's in the air, is football porn. It is beautiful. The arc, the spiral, and he's pretty accurate with it. But, like, one, Lockett was usually wide open. And two, DK was like 6'8", 250 pounds, and could jump 85 inches. I mean, he's a freak's freak. Let's face it, when DK showed up, Russell and him started kicking the shit out of people. So, like, I like some of the Denver guys. They ain't DK Metcalf. Like, those three guys that came out in the draft class a couple years ago, all three of them, absolute badasses. Debo, AJ, DK. I'd go to war with any three of those guys. I know DK, it looks a little weird right now. Don't blame him. Look who he's playing with. AJ Brown, look what he's doing with Jalen. I mean, boom. Debo, they're handing the ball. Debo had a run week two against Seattle where Trey Lance should have kept the ball. It was a zone read, but he's not a great decision maker. Hands it to Debo, even though it is not the right read. The defensive end is an inch away from Debo. Debo jukes him out. Then there are three defenders right in front of Debo, and Debo jukes all three of them out and goes for 52 yards. I think Jonathan Taylor and Chubb in some order. I would probably put Chubb, then Jonathan Taylor are the best running backs. I think if Debo just became a running back, he would immediately be one of the best running backs in the league. Because, like, Kamara is like a hybrid receiver. McCaffrey, you know, I watched him bust a big run the other day. Not the same. Saquon's kind of back. Henry looks like he's trending the wrong way. But that class of those three guys, absolute monsters. Okay, let's end on this. I've agreed with you that Tua sucks, but six touchdowns is pretty impressive. Do you think he'll keep it up, that play, or was Baltimore falling asleep being up so big? He's got a big five-day stretch here coming up. He plays, obviously, the Bills Sunday, which is a fantastic game. And then, if you're watching the Amazon game on Thursday, they play the Bengals. I mean, Bills-Bengals, back-to-back, like, Tua could... A lot of people are going to watch that Bills game, and obviously he plays, you know, in a primetime game. So Tua can shut up, including myself, a lot of people. You throw six touchdowns in an NFL game, I don't care if you're playing the 0-16 Lions or you're playing the 0-7 Patriots. That is very, very impressive. Very impressive. Obviously, and he's not playing the 0-16 Lions. I mean, the Ravens are a 10-plus win team. I think when the dust settles, they're probably like 11-12 win team. That was a... I know he hit some wide-open guys, but I mean, isn't that part of his job? They get open, he hits them. So props to Tua for shutting everybody up. Adios.
Volume. Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.